Lesson 31, Samuel the Lamanite. Purpose, to teach the children that prophets foretold the life and mission of Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Helaman chapters 13, 14, and 16, and 3 Nephi chapter 23, verses 9 through 13. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Helaman chapter 15. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. 3 note cards with excerpts of prophecies from Nephi, Abinadi, and Alma. C. The attention activity. C. Minor props, such as scarves, robes, or name tags for the children to use to role-play Nephi, Abinadi, and Alma. D. Picture 4-42, Samuel the Lamanite on the wall. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 314, number 62370. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Have 3 children from your class who read well role-play Nephi, Abinadi, and Alma. They could each have a name tag or a partial costume. They could pretend to come from a time machine to visit the class and retell their prophecies of Jesus Christ's life and mission. I arrived in the Promised Land almost 600 years before Christ was born. I told my people about a vision I had which taught me of Christ's birth and death. I looked and beheld the Virgin again, bearing a child in her arms, and the angel said unto me, Behold the Lamb of God. Then I saw that he was lifted up upon the cross and slain for the sins of the world. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 20, 21, and 33. Who am I? Nephi. I lived about 150 years before Jesus Christ. The people did not like me and did not believe the things I told them. I prophesied that Jesus Christ would come down among the children of men and redeem his people by being crucified and slain and taking upon himself their iniquity. Mosiah chapter 15, verses 1, 7, and 9. I was burned at the stake for my testimony. Who am I? Abinadi. After a special vision I had about 100 years before Jesus Christ was born, I knew that I could only be saved through our Redeemer, who would come. I traveled everywhere to tell people what I had learned, that the Son of God shall go forth, suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, and he will take upon him death, that he may loose the bands of death, and succor, or help, his people according to their infirmities. Alma chapter 7, verses 10 through 12. Who am I? Alma. Page 112. Explain that not only did these 3 prophets prophesy of Jesus Christ, so have all other prophets. Refer to Mosiah chapter 13, verse 33. Did not Moses prophesy unto them concerning the coming of the Messiah, and that God should redeem his people? Yea, and even all the prophets who have prophesied ever since the world began. Have they not spoken more or less concerning these things? Explain that in this lesson they will learn of another important prophet, Samuel the Lamanite, who taught with great courage and power of Christ's birth, death, and mission. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Samuel the Lamanite from Helaman chapters 13, 14, and 16. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize that Samuel taught the people boldly of Jesus and the atonement. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What message was Samuel the Lamanite sent to reveal to the Nephites? Helaman chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. What were the glad tidings Samuel was sent to teach? Helaman chapter 14, verses 9 and 11 through 13. Explain that glad tidings means good news or the gospel. Why is the gospel of Jesus Christ good news for us? We can repent and be forgiven of our sins. What did Samuel say would happen to the Nephites if they did not repent? Helaman chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Why is it important to have the Spirit with us? Why is it important not to put off repentance? Helaman chapter 13, verse 38. Who were the Nephites following instead of the prophets? Helaman chapter 13, verses 27 through 29. What foolish and blind guides are leading the people today? How do others sometimes try to get us to do wrong things? Why did the people reject Samuel's teachings? Helaman chapter 14, verse 10. Display the picture, Samuel the Lamanite, on the wall. Why did Samuel get on the city wall? Helaman chapter 14, verses 11 through 12. What did Samuel prophesy would happen in 5 years, and what would be the signs? Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 through 6. What would be the signs at the time of Christ's death? Helaman chapter 14, verses 20 through 28. Why did the Lord reveal these signs to the Nephites? Helaman chapter 14, verses 12 and 13. What did Samuel teach about the atonement? Helaman chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. What responsibility do we have when we understand the atonement? Helaman chapter 14, verse 19. What responsibility do we have for our actions? Helaman chapter 14, verses 30 and 31. What did the Nephites who believed Samuel do after he finished preaching? Helaman chapter 16, verse 1. What did those who did not believe in him do? Helaman chapter 16, verse 6. Why do you think people choose not to believe the prophets? What can we do to strengthen our testimonies of the prophets?
Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Find some recent talks given by the living prophet. See especially the conference issues of the Ensign or one of the international magazines. Read some excerpts from the talks and let the children discover what the prophet is teaching them to do today. Write the children's answers on the chalkboard. Let the children each choose one principle they want to follow and have them write it on a note card. 2. Make 2 column headings on the chalkboard, Signs of Christ's Birth and Signs of Christ's Death. Write all of the signs of Jesus Christ's birth and death that were discussed in this lesson on separate pieces of paper and mix them up in a small container. Let the children take turns picking one, reading it, and placing it under one of the 2 columns. Signs of Christ's Birth. Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 through 6. Great lights in heaven. A day and a night and a day as if there were no night. A new star. Many signs and wonders in heaven. Signs of Christ's death. Helaman chapter 14, verses 20 through 28. Sun, moon, and stars shall be darkened. No light for 3 days. Thunderings and lightnings for many hours. Earth shall shake and tremble. Solid mass of rocks shall be broken up. Great tempests. Mountains laid low. Valleys become mountains. Highways broken up. Cities become desolate. Graves shall be opened and yield up their dead. 3. Memorize the 6th, 7th, or 9th article of faith. 4. Sing or read the words to Samuel Tells of the Baby Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 36. You may also use Book of Mormon Stories, Children's Songbook, page 118, or Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, page 110. Conclusion, testimony. Bear testimony of the truthfulness of the things prophets tell us, both in times of old and now. Suggested home reading. suggests that the children study Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 14, and 20 through 31, at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 31, Samuel the Lamanite.